Hello, Marvelites! You are listening to This Week in Marvel, a very special day two, right? Day two?
It's day two.
Day two update from San Diego Comic-Con 2019. I'm Ryan, aka Agent M, and I've got a very special guest co-host with me.
I had a name. I remembered it this morning. Oh, yes, Angelique Roche.
Yeah.
That's good.
Host of Marvel's Voices.
I am. Yeah. I also am your co-host on a couple things, which, you know.
Oh, yeah, we do Marvel Live.
We do Marvel Live together.
And so
pretty
much
nifty.
Here. But we are here to talk about Comic-Con. And this is our second of four update episodes for TWIM. And, like, things really started to kick off. It's Friday at Comic-Con.
Yeah, it was a special, special day. There were so many panels.
So many panels. The first panel that we have some info on is the Writing Marvel Studios Avengers Endgame panel with screenwriters / producers Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely. And it wasn't so much a big news panel, but there were some really cool stories that we heard about. That, like, there was a cut Thanos scene in Marvel Studios Avengers Infinity War that had him going into a quote-unquote mindscape during his fight with Doctor Strange, which brought in the Living Tribunal.
Tell me how you feel about that, Ryan.
Living Tribunal is just this big old fit boy, and he's got three faces, each one with a little shroud in front of it that is a different thing, and then he judges everybody, and he is terrific.
He is a living tribunal.
Yeah.
I love the fact, and we actually got a chance to talk to them later on the live stream today.
Oh, great.
And they reiterated this, which is like this whole idea of Kevin Feige saying, you know, stick the ending, man. Stick the landing. Like, you're a gymnast of words. I need you to stick this landing and go for the gold.
And they did.
Oh, yeah. They
crushing
did.
It. They said that Professor Hulk was originally going to show up during the third act of Marvel Studios Avengers Infinity War during the Wakandan fight. And then that got moved around, obviously.
I really like that it did. And then also that they scrapped the ideas of Thor versus Thor and Thor fighting a serpent, which is a reference to Norse mythology, in favor of the Stormbreaker plot.
Yeah, which is cool. I actually love Thor versus the World Serpent. There's a great story in Walter Simonson's run that has him just, it's every page is a full splash of him fighting the World Serpent. It is dope.
I like it.
Yeah, they showed behind the scenes photos of their writer's room, including a map of where all the Infinity Stones were through time to give themselves options. Real smart.
I mean, I feel like they would need that, but also I love the fact that they talked about showing Rocket getting the Reality Stone from Jane Foster in favor of the scene when Thor and Frigga set him back on track, which is one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah, I like, as someone who is like an only child grown up with a single mom, like that, like son and mom scene got me.
It was so good. Oh. And I mean, I love the fact she was like, no, son, let it happen.
Yeah. She knew.
Heartstrings.
Moms know.
Heartstrings.
All right, last thing we have from that panel is they also showed a pacing map from the writer's room talking about Marvel Studios Avengers Endgame's third act, which includes major story beats. So getting into the process, the planning, the sort of story development from all that, very, very cool.
Well, it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot of planning. It's a lot of work, you know, sitting there and figuring out what works, what doesn't, pitching a lot of stuff on the wall. And that was really amazing. I hear there was also a conversation.
Yeah, with the Russo brothers. My friend Frosty, he is one of the editorial guys from Collider. He put the panel together. I remember talking to him about it. And that was with Joe and Anthony Russo. I don't have a lot of info on our sheet, but I remember I was talking to Frosty about this. Like, he's got a really cool bunch of stuff just like reflecting on the Avengers movies. They were going to show a cool trailer for the home video release and talk about some of the things. So similar in tone. Neither of these two panels were official Marvel panels, but they're just awesome. So we had to make sure we dropped a little knowledge in there.
Yeah.
There's also, so we have, like, there's a big retailer panel. So, you know, retailers, they're the ones who order our comic books, and then we buy our comics from said retailers. So they do a big panel, and that, I believe, has a number of different publishers that are part of this. So for us, we came in guns a-blazing. The first thing that we announced is a new ongoing series, Doctor Doom, number one. It is written by Christopher Cantwell of the TV show Halt and Catch Fire, with art by Salvador LaRocca, which I'm like, what?
So I am really excited because Dr. Doom, while he has been spending much of his time warning against a $1 trillion global effort to create the first artificial black hole, because, you know, why not create the first artificial black hole? Wrestling with the visions of an internally different life, a better future, he finds himself at a crossroads.
Dun, dun, dun.
But what is he questioning?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of wild. Victor will have to, you know, like, deal with a whole bunch of stuff he's never really had to deal with, push his unexplained thoughts aside, focus on remaining alive as the title of world's most wanted man is thrust upon him.
Oof.
No homeland, no armies, no allies. Oh my gosh.
It's the Doom I've always wanted.
I love Dr. Doom so much.
Then there's also Red Goblin number one. Writers Pat Gleason, Rob Free, and Sean Ryan with artist Pete Woods.
Heck yeah, that's great. Pat Gleason, newly signed up at Marvel, now getting to write, as well as I'm sure he's going to be doing art in various places. But Red Goblin, that's going to be a special issue coming out. For Norman Osborn to finally destroy Spider-Man once and for all, he's been joined with the Carnage symbiote to become Red Goblin. So this is these are the last stories of the Red Goblin. What that means, we cannot tell you. Dun, dun, dun.
They will just have to read.
Yeah.
Also, Future Fight first.
Yeah, so of course we have Marvel Future Fight, which is the big video game or the big mobile game that we have. And so we announced 3 one-shots telling the origin stories of characters from the hit mobile game, Marvel Future Fight. Also features Marvel's Future Avengers and an all-new story. And there's these 3 are Crescent and Io, which is written by Alyssa Wong, art by John Lamb and some more. White Fox, written by Alyssa Wong, art by Kevin LaBranda and more. And then Luna Snow, written by Alyssa Wong, with art by Gang Hyuk Lim and more. And there's going to be information on all of those on Marvel.com. You can find all that out on the site now, and I'm sure we've tweeted it out and all that good
stuff. So much to read, but also there were a number of teasers that came out today.
Yes, you better believe it, which there's the first one. I didn't know we were teasing until I saw it in this sheet.
I'm sorry, Agent M didn't know a thing?
This is a Comic-Con, y'all.
Okay, that's true. You do hold a lot of secrets. You cannot hold them all.
That's right. So the first one, it says, Annihilation is only the beginning. November 2019, cover art by Ariel Olivetti. I can't wait. I'm going to bug somebody to tell me what that's all about real soon.
He will have lots of answers, I'm sure. But I am really excited because I did look at my Instagram, you know, the grams, and saw this amazing teaser today of 2099. And it's so good. 80 years ago, it was 1939. 80 years from now, it will be 2099.
So I remember being in one of the creative retreats when, I don't remember who it was. It might have been Al Ewing. It might have been Dan Slott. I don't know. One of these big brains in the room. And they were like, wait a minute, 80 years? That was 1939. 80 years ahead will be 2099. And the whole room went, what?
Math.
It was great. Math. Might have been Donnie. I don't know. I want to credit all the amazing Marvel writers.
You should just give
one.
Them all credit.
Yeah.
They came. It was actually a complete room who just came to the same realization at the same time, vocalized by one voice. It's a hive mind.
That's true. Speaking of hive minds, Lorraine and I co-hosted the This Week in Marvel panel, a Marvel Comics number 1000 revealed special event. Now, that actual episode, that will be an actual episode in the future. I think it's next week. We're going to give you that panel.
Are you going back to the future next week?
My brain just hurt me in the face. But it was a lot of fun. We had C.B. Cebulski, Jody Hauser, Jeremy Whitley, and Gail Simone on the panel. And originally, I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. Originally, we didn't have any news. We're going to play a fun game, the Marvel 80th Anniversary Challenge.
Yeah.
And then we started getting like, you guys want to show this piece of art? And they were like, yeah.
What did they say?
You want to show this piece of art?
Oh, okay. It was kind of shady, but I'm here for it.
You want to show this piece of art? And then they kept giving us art. And then just like a day ago of us recording this, they were like, would you guys like to announce that Neil Gaiman and Mark Buckingham are coming together to do a page of Marvel Comics number 1000?
Oh.
And we were like, yes, we would. It's great. And what also came out of C.B. Cebulski's mouth during the panel was that Darth Vader will be in Marvel Comics 1000. And so I didn't know that.
What? Huh?
Yeah. So you'll hear the full panel and you'll learn more about the Marvel 80th Anniversary Challenge really soon. We're going to put up a video about that in the next couple days.
There's also some more announcements. Marvel Comics Spider-Man executive editor Nick Lowe.
He was a good panelist.
Assistant editor Kathleen Wisnowski, as well as writers Nick Spencer from Amazing Spider-Man, Shauna McGuire, Ghost Spider, and Frank Thierry. Yeah, Frank Thierry from Absolute Carnage versus Deadpool, Absolute Carnage, Lethal Protectors.
That's a good stacked panel, and they had a lot to share. Apparently, we're getting an amazing Mary Jane ongoing series.
Who's the writer on that? Leah Williams and artist Carlos Gomez.
Yes, it's going to be very cool. Now, if you read Amazing Spider-Man number 25, if you listened to Marvel's The Pull List, we talked about that issue and really focused on Mary Jane and sort of her like figuring out, you know, I want to do some, you know, I want to get back into a different career groove. She was getting back into acting, which she really, really enjoyed. But we found out that Mysterio was behind some of this stuff. And now someone worse is behind him. What's real? What's illusion? What's illusion? What's Hollywood phoniness? We're going to find out.
My brain keeps exploding. Yeah. And then Spider-Verse number one, a new 6-issue limited series written by Jed McKay, artist Juan
Fregeri.
I love that name.
Yeah.
I want that name all the time.
Yeah. Juan Fregeri.
With Arthur Adams.
Stuart Immonen. Why don't you tell me Stuart Immonen's coming back?
Wait a minute. What?
Where's Lorraine?
Am I reading?
Some wee, wee, wee.
Wee, wee, wee.
Stacey Lee.
I try my best.
Stuart Immonen is one of my
fantastic
favorite artists. He's one of those guys that you talk to an artist and like, oh yeah, Stuart Immonen hurts, like, shames me. Like, all artists look at him and just like, oh, why am I even trying? It's wild.
Yeah.
And he's so good.
I literally paused when I saw the name. I was like,
yeah. This one actually is really cool because it's going to star Miles Morales in the center of a new multiversal adventure.
So excited.
Yeah. And so there was also a Marvel Animation Celebrates Marvel's 80th Anniversary panel, which neither of us got to go to,
but I heard it was a tearjerker.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
There was a lot of love for Stan Lee in that
panel. Yeah, Triple P gave us a little report. She told us that there were great people on there, you know, talking from people who worked on Wolverine and the X-Men or Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Spectacular Spider-Man, Marvel's Avengers Assemble, the classic 90s Spider-Man the Animated Series and X-Men the Animated Series. You know, one of the panelists is actually a woman named Kalia, who I remember when she was an intern and we were here at Comic-Con in 2008. And now she's director of Family Entertainment Development and Partnerships. It makes me so happy whenever I stop by Marvel LA and see her, just like say hi. It just brings me such joy.
Well, I mean, Marvel's a big family, man. And that's a great thing. I'm really glad a lot of folks really enjoy the panel. But you know what else? Speaking of family.
Yeah.
Speaking of joy.
Yeah.
We had a live show today with Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. where there was autographs and photos and a panel and a proposal.
That's right.
Yeah. No, two amazing, amazing folks got engaged today. They actually fell in love over Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yay. There was a lot of, you know, I thought I had been brainwashed by Hydra when I realized how much I loved you because I wanted to be the perfect man. It was adorable. Yeah, she said yes.
Thank goodness.
Just to confirm.
Hey, look, we probably wouldn't be talking about it here.
I mean,
if she said no.
Would we? I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to rub salt in any wound like that.
No.
But they seem really happy. We watched them. And you got to help, you know, do the Q&A for that whole panel. And trying to steer Josh into not exploding into a ball of fiery energy.
It's just joy wrapped in love, wrapped in exuberance, laced with more adrenaline.
Yeah. we had DMC here. Got to talk to him.
He just Daryl busted, makes comics.
He just busted out rhymes left and right. It was
Stop
great.
It
was
Stop
so
it.
Good.
Stop it.
At one point, it was Lorraine Langston and myself, and we were just like, what? What?
Because he's,
this is amazing.
He's Daryl.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Oh, it was so good. And he talked about like Run DMC being the Defenders and Wu-Tang being the Avengers. And I loved all of it.
Do you know what else I loved?
What's that?
And slightly agreeing with Envy. I hear that there were some of my childhood heroes here.
Oh, my gosh.
In real life.
But
can we not talk about that?
People won't know about that yet. It's not going to be on the live stream yet. That's a little tease. You got to watch the live stream on Saturday. Believe me, you got to watch it.
Oh my gosh.
You might see me well up with tears.
Oh my. When I tell you, Oh man, just watch the live stream. I'm gonna stop talking because I can't contain Mike. I'm doing a Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, and we had Becky Lynch and Kofi Kingston from WWE. Tons of great people who are here.
We had the McElroys here today.
All fam.
The whole fam. I was very excited about all of it because we talked about where they fall in line, but also how they do their process.
Ooh.
In doing their writing together and how it works because they all live in different cities. It was pretty amazing. Dad's very proud.
Yeah. I would imagine. Lots of highlights. You can watch the full Marvel live stream on marvel.com/SDCC2019 or Marvel's YouTube, where I'll be clipping out all that stuff. There's a team in New York, giving them big shout out. Everyone from our, you know, audio producers to video editors to editorial team on marvel.com.
They social. Make magic.
Yeah. Everybody top to bottom is doing a lot of work and they're putting all this content out for you guys. Do you have any highlight for you personally for today?
I mean, I think for me, the biggest highlight was honestly the proposal, man. It's always great because they were cosplaying.
Yeah.
And, you know, the entire cast of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it wasn't just that there was a proposal, it's that the cast was excited for them and took pictures and they got to, like, really pull it together. So it's always extremely... It's always just heartwarming to see how Marvel connects to the hearts of fans. And yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Yeah. My highlight is the thing we can't talk about yet because it's not been shown. But the highlight of my career here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that Lorraine Cinq, who might have been involved in said thing, was also like, I'm done. We're good. I've peaked.
Yeah, like what else do I need to do? It was great.
I was green with envy. It's fun.
You know what? I do have a lot more to do because tomorrow, lots of panels, lots of events. We have a This Week in Marvel stage show. There's the Women of Marvel panel. There is Marvel Studios in Hall H.
We have a cosplay. We're really excited that the cosplay contest is tomorrow. I'm hosting.
Oh, then you know.
Yeah.
I was all right.
The question mark was just there for a segue to toss it over.
We're going to have the Marvel Comics Marvel Fan Fair with CB Cebulski. And, of course, Marvel Comics' next big thing. Expect plenty of news tomorrow on the next episode. It's going to be a doozy. We got to go.
We got
to
go.
I need to see my wife. We need to get some dinner. I think we're going to go party.
I'm pretty sure that my batteries are drained and I need to go feed.
Yeah.
Feed the mouth.
Sounds real creepy. I love it. I'm Ryan.
I'm Angelique.
This is Marvel.
Your universe.